They served their country in uniform, but now they call the streets of Ventura County home. One survey puts their numbers in the dozens, while some nonprofit groups think the totals could be in the hundreds. David Wilson with Vietnam Veterans of Ventura County says we need to get these vets off the streets.
There's a lot of veterans that don't have a place to live, and they end up being homeless. There's always been a need for low-income housing for our veterans.
A new one-of-a-kind project in Ventura County is hoping to get some of those homeless veterans into homes. Work is getting underway in Ormond Beach Villas, a brand new affordable housing project in Oxnard targeting veterans.
It's an empty field now, but in 14 months, there's going to be a beautiful 40-unit apartment complex that has several courtyards, one, two, and three bedrooms. And the distinguishing feature is that it's going to be reserved for veterans, veteran individuals, and veteran families.
Rick Schroeder is president of Many Mansions, a Caneo Valley-based nonprofit dedicated to creating affordable housing in the region.
There's a growing recognition that some of our veterans are struggling in different ways and that housing is a real critical issue for them. Much of our homeless population, unfortunately, is comprised of veterans, but also our low-income and extremely low-income population as well. So there's been a big push at the state and federal level to try to provide at least housing for veterans.
The complex has been built on a nearly 3-acre chunk of land near the intersection of Saviors Road and Wainimi Road in Oxnard. Scott Whitney, who's both Oxnard's police chief and the city's interim city manager, says the need for this type of housing is critical.
The way that we should judge ourselves is how we take care of or how we treat those that are most vulnerable. The homeless population, they're the most vulnerable. The people that are just holding on, you know, that are barely making the rent, they are the most vulnerable. So this is directly tied to community safety, directly tied to quality of life for all the residents, directly tied to crime reduction. So I'm all for this.
The group Many Mansions worked with the city of Oxnard and other agencies to put together the project.
It took 2.5 years or so to get the necessary financing. We're getting funding from about 6 or 7 different sources to get the approvals from the city, to design it, to get those approvals, to line up all our contractors and everything, our investor, and so it's taken quite a long time.
Rick Schroeder with Many Mansions says while his organization has been helping to spearhead the project, a lot of agencies have been chipping in financially.
The total cost is about $19 million, and there's going to be funding from the state of California, the city of Oxnard, the county of Ventura, and an investor, U.S. Bank, through the tax credit program.
One of those on hand for a groundbreaking ceremony to kick off the project is John Nunn. He's with the California Department of Housing and Community Development, which helped line up funding.
Our target audience is veterans who are experiencing homelessness or chronic homelessness with a disability. But it's really focused on targeting veterans. It's a population that right now is well underserved. We don't see enough housing directed toward veterans, but it's something that we're trying to remedy.
Construction will start in March with the goal of having the affordable housing development for veterans ready for its first residents in May of 2019. In Oxnard, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.